آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ اس طرح کی اور کہانیاں sbs.com.au/اردو پر سنیے۔
SBS ریڈیو اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
آسٹریلیا آنے والے تارکین وطن اپنے بچوں کے مستقبل کے بارے میں سب سے زیادہ فکر مند ہوتے ہیں۔ برصغیر پاک و ہند سے آنے والے والدین کی اکثریت اپنے بچوں کو یونیورسٹی ڈگری دلا کر انجینئر، ڈاکٹر یا کسی اور ڈگری یافتہ تعلیمی شعبے میں ملازم دیکھنا چاہتی ہے، مگر ایسے میں اکثر خود بچوں کی دلچسپی کو نظر انداز کر دیا جاتا ہے۔ آج آپ کی ملاقات ایک ایسے ہی نوجوان سے کروا رہے ہیں جنہوں نے تمام تر چیلنجز کے باوجود باکسنگ کو اپنا پروفیشن بنایا اور کامیابیاں بھی سمیٹیں۔ اس وقت میرے ساتھ موجود ہیں کامل سید۔ کامل، میں ایس بی ایس ریڈیو کی اردو نشریات میں آپ کو خوش آمدید کہتا ہوں۔ باکسنگ رنگ میں آپ کی سب سے قابل فخر پراؤڈ مومنٹس آف وننگ وہ کون سے اب تک رہے؟
جی، السلام علیکم۔ مائی موسٹ پراؤڈ مومنٹس ہیو بین، آئی ڈیفینیٹلی تھنک وننگ دی آسٹریلین ٹائٹل ان 2018، وننگ دی گولڈ میڈل دیئر اینڈ گوئنگ ٹو پاکستان اینڈ میڈلنگ ان دیئر نیشنل چیمپئنشپس۔ There were definitely two proud moments for me, and also fighting overseas and doing camps in countries like Russia, Vietnam, Germany, Italy. They're proud moments that I'll hold dear to me. Another proud moment is also having my team with me when I was overseas in all these different tournaments and camps. So yeah, I was definitely proud to have my team with me on those journeys. ماشاءاللہ،
بہت کم لوگ ایسے ہوں گے جن۔ آپ آسٹریلیا کے بھی نیشنل چیمپئن رہے ہیں اور پاکستان میں بھی آپ نے نیشنل چیمپئن شپ میں میڈل جیتا ہے۔
جی، آئی ایم ویری لکی ان دیٹ ریسپیکٹ، بیکاز یو نو بینگ دی سن آف این امیگرنٹ آئی ہیو ڈوئل سٹیزن شپ، سو اٹس ویری ریئر، آئی ڈونٹ سی مینی پیپل ڈو اٹ ہو گو ریپرزینٹ دیئر ہوم کنٹریز۔
تو اب تک آپ نے کئی غیر ممالک کا بھی دورہ کیا اپنی فائٹ کے لیے، آپ باہر کے ملکوں میں بھی آپ نے بتایا آپ جا چکے ہیں۔ پاکستان کی طرف سے آپ اولمپک کے لیے بھی نامینیٹ کیے گئے، ذرا اس کی کہانی بتائیے۔
جی، سو آفٹر آئی میڈلڈ ان دی نیشنل چیمپئن شپس ان پاکستان، دے گیو می این اپرچونٹی ٹو ریپرزینٹ پاکستان ایٹ دی اولمپک کوالیفائرز ان پیرس ان مے، بٹ اوبویسلی ایز آئی واز پریپیئرنگ فار دیٹ کورونا وائرس ہیپنڈ، سو آئی ہیڈ ٹو کم بیک ٹو آسٹریلیا کوئکلی بیفور دے شٹ دی بارڈرز، سو دیٹ واز انفارچونیٹ، بٹ انشاءاللہ دے ول پک اپ دی کوالیفائرز اگین اینڈ انشاءاللہ تھنگز ول ریٹرن ٹو نارمل۔ I can't wait to have my opportunity to qualify for the Olympics through Pakistan. I really want to do the nation proud and do the people proud.
Olympic is waq postpone ho gaye hain agle saal tak ke liye, uske qualifying ke liye aapko Pakistan se namzad kiya gaya tha aur Paris mein uske muqable hona the, lekin COVID-19 ki wajah se mai mein wo muqable nahi ho sake۔ Practice badi ek aham cheez hoti hai, apne aap ko fit rakhna۔ Log isolation mein hain, muqable bhi nahi ho rahe hain, to apne aap ko kis tarah fit rakh۔
So during lock it was a bit frustrating actually, because obviously you can't go out there, the gyms are closed at the time, so I couldn't do as much physical activity. But I found a unique opportunity to work my mind. So I started buying books. I bought books about athletes, athletic endurance, mental stability, mental endurance, meditation. So I started to train my mind. I knew I couldn't physically work as much. So mentally I thought, okay, here's an opportunity to learn about boxing, learn about the mental aspects of boxing and even life in general. So that's where I took it during my time in lockdown.
آپ نے اپنے گھر والوں کو پہلی بار یہ بتایا کہ آپ ڈاکٹر انجینئر نہیں بلکہ باکسر بننا چاہتے ہیں، تو والدین کا پہلا ریئیکشن کیا تھا؟
Naturally, as any parent would be, they were a little bit concerned and a little bit worried, which is understandable. I wouldn't want my son to box either. There's something about it that I had a passion for it and a love for it that I couldn't describe. So I think once they sort of recognized that I had that passion and that love and that nothing was sort of stopping me from fighting and turning up to training every day, they supported me. And that's the part that I love about them, is that Mama and Abu gave me that support that any athlete needs. You need a good support network, and they gave me that. Like, as you said, they want their children to be doctors, lawyers, engineers, the traditional safe occupations. And that just, for me personally, it was never going to work. I was never great at school. I never wanted to be what everyone else wanted me to be. I found passion in sport, and then once my mama and Abu understood that this is a route that I was going to take, they were on board with me and they supported me.
Aapne ek typical 8 se 5 wali job karne ke bajaye apne shauk ko tarjeeh di aur aapke walidain ne bhi aapka saath diya. Aapke shauk aur bachpan ke bare mein aapki ammi se behtar kaun bata sakta hai? Aaiye unse maloom karte hain ki aapne jab boxing ko profession banane ka faisla kiya to unka pehla radd amal kya tha.
کامل کا بچپن سے باکسنگ کی طرف بہت رجحان تھا. محمد علی کلے سے بہت زیادہ انسپائرڈ تھا اور ان کی کوئی کتاب کوئی انٹرویو ایسا نہیں ہے جو کامل نے نہ پڑھا ہو یا اس کو نہ فالو کیا ہو. اور انہیں کی دیکھا دیکھی کامل کو خود شوق ہوا باکسنگ کا. جو شروع میں ہم ایز پیرنٹس کم از کم میں ماں کی حیثیت سے میں نے اس کو ڈسکریج کیا, لیکن اس کا شوق دیکھتے ہوئے اور اس کی اتنی محنت دیکھتے ہوئے آئی ہیڈ ٹو اسٹیپ بیک. اور اتنا ماشاء اللہ سے اس نے اپنی ترقی کی ہے, اتنی اس نے کوشش کی ہے. مہینوں آلموسٹ سال تک ہم سے الگ رہا ہے دنیا میں, ادھر ادھر جہاں بھی کیمپس اس کو ملتے رہے ہیں اس نے ان کیمپس کو اٹینڈ کیا ہے. پاکستان گیا جبکہ اور اتنا اس نے وہاں پہ محنت کی اور یہاں تک پہنچا کہ وہاں پہ اس نے برونز میڈل لیا نیشنل گیمز میں, جبکہ وہاں پہ نہ اس نے ٹریننگ کی تھی نہ وہاں پہ نہ زیادہ اس نے وقت گزارا. لیکن بہرحال دیٹس این انسپریشن فار اس, اور ہم لوگوں کے لیے بھی یہ بہت فخر کی بات ہے. اینڈ آئی ایم ریئلی ریئلی پراؤڈ آف مائی سن.
Definitely, for me, the biggest inspiration was Muhammad Ali Clay. He was my biggest inspiration. Obviously, being a fellow Muslim, seeing his story, the oppression he faced, and overcoming that, and also his mental toughness and his mental strength and endurance in the ring, there were things that attracted me more so than his physical abilities. You know, I'm 2 or 3 generations after him and I was still inspired by him.
Kaise coach se rabta hua aur us coach ne aapki physics aur aapki skills ko us waqt dekha to us waqt unka kya radd amal tha, kya reaction tha?
Yeah, so my coach at the moment is Tony Del Vecchio and he's the owner of Bondi Boxing Club and NTK Sydney. He was really the one in the last 3 years that I've been with him specifically. He really believed in me and it was funny because I was coming back from an injury, so I wasn't sure if I wanted to fight again. And just having him believe in me made me come back, made me want to fight again, made me want to fight for him. It was so comforting having someone believe in you. And he's really what propelled me to win the Australian title, told me to go overseas and represent Pakistan, advised me when I did camps in Russia and Vietnam. So I'm almost lost for words with how much of an impact he's had on my career as an athlete and even as an individual, as a person. He holds me accountable in the gym if I'm lazy or if I have times where I'm a little bit tired. He holds me accountable as an athlete and also as an individual. If I'm not carrying my load as a trainer, I'm held accountable. So he's had a massive impact on my life inside and outside the ring.
بات چیت آگے بڑھانے سے پہلے آپ کے کوچ ٹونی ڈیل ویچیو سے بھی معلوم کرتے ہیں کہ وہ آپ کے بارے میں کیا کہتے ہیں.
What can I say about Kamil Sayed? Look, I want to just let everybody know how proud I am for his work ethic and for what he's been able to do for himself. Obviously going over to Pakistan and trying very hard to qualify for the Olympic team. Having won silver, unfortunately, doesn't qualify him, but he's now in the repechage where he can go to France and to qualify through there. So very proud, very honored to know him, have him in the gym as a friend, as a boxer, and also as one of my trainers. He helps out a lot, and I think he's also a very good role model for a lot of kids that want to come. He's been to Russia, he's been to Vietnam, he's been to Pakistan, all in the aid of getting him on the Pakistani team. So we here in Bondi Boxing Club will be helping him whichever way. And hopefully the Pakistani community can get behind him as well. And let's get this guy to the Olympics and see what he can do for the Pakistani team.
آپ کی باکسنگ کے شوق کے بارے میں آپ کے بچپن کے دوست لیوک ٹیبون نے جن خیالات کا اظہار کیا ہے اپنا سامعین کو ہم وہ بھی سنواتے ہیں.
السلام علیکم. I've known Kamil for the better part of 20 years now. Ever since he was a young kid, he always strived to be his best. Any time he put his mind to it, he'd always achieve what he wanted.
आपकी हौसला अफजाई करने वालों में आपके वालिद भी शामिल थे. आइए उनसे पूछते हैं कि उन्होंने आपको बचपन से कैसा पाया.
कामिल को बचपन से ही लीडरशिप और फाइटिंग स्पिरिट रखने का शौक़ था. हमेशा स्कूल में वो लीडरशिप रोल ही अदा करता रहा है. जब वो बचपन में सॉकर खेलता था या क्लास में मॉनिटर होता था तो उसके हिसाब से उसमें ये नज़र आ रहा था कि ये बड़ा होकर एक स्ट्रीट फाइटर किस्म का शख्स बनेगा. जब कामिल ने मुझे कहा कि भाई मैं बॉक्सिंग में जाना चाहता हूँ क्योंकि मैं मुझे कोई मुश्किल नहीं पेश आएगी, तो पहले तो ज़रा सी परेशानी हुई. फिर बाद में मैंने कहा कि अगर इसमें इतना टैलेंट है कि फ़ाइट कर सकता है लोगों से तो ठीक है, ये जाए. और माशाल्लाह से इसने काफ़ी प्रूव किया है कि भी ही हैज़ गॉट अ फाइटिंग स्पिरिट.
पाकिस्तान में आप ओलंपिक की नॉमिनेशन आपको मिला हुआ है और उसमें इंशाल्लाह अगर आप क्वालिफाई करते हैं तो शायद पाकिस्तान के लिए आप गोल्ड जीत के लेके आ सकें. हमारी नेक तमन्नाएं और गुड विशेज आपके साथ हैं. ऑस्ट्रेलिया के लिए क्या कुछ और करना चाहते हैं आप, कहाँ देखना चाहते हैं खुद को फ्यूचर में?
Oh, interesting. Very good question. For myself, for my future in Australia, obviously because I live here and I'm a resident here and I was born here, I would like to give back to the communities in Australia that have helped me. So when I started boxing, I started in Mount Druitt, and that's a very rough area for anyone who doesn't know. So I'd definitely love to give back to those communities. I'd like to, when I turn professional in the future, after my Olympic qualification, I will more than likely do it out of Australia. I'll definitely carry the Pakistani flag with me as well as the Australian flag to the ring. For the future, it's the Olympics for Pakistan, professional for Australia. Definitely having both countries in my heart.
Australia में boxing में एक नाम जो household है वो है Anthony Mandine का. आपने कुछ उनके साथ भी बातें की हैं, तो ये किस project पे आप काम कर रहे हैं जिसमें Anthony Mandine से भी आपकी मुलाकात हुई और उनका आपने interview भी किया?
जी, I started my own podcast. It's called The Corner with Kamil Sayed on Instagram, and we interview fighters in the Australian fight scene. And I was doing a lot of training and sparring with Anthony Mandine. And being a fellow Muslim that he was extremely humble. And he said, I'd love to be a guest on your show. I'd love to chat with you. And he gave me such great advice. Being able to work with Anthony Mandine has been unbelievable. He's helped me out so much. Thank you for everyone out there who supported me along this journey. And those who will continue to support me in the future. I'm really grateful for the support, especially in Pakistan, that I've received back here in Australia. And inshallah, I will qualify for the Olympics and I will bring home the first ever Pakistani gold medal.
अभी आपने सिडनी में मुकीम ऑस्ट्रेलिया और पाकिस्तान में नेशनल चैंपियनशिप में मेडल जीतने वाले कामिल सैयद से बातचीत सुनी. इन्होंने ऑस्ट्रेलिया की नेशनल चैंपियनशिप 2018 में जीती और हाल ही में पाकिस्तान में होने वाली नेशनल चैंपियनशिप में कांसी का तमगा हासिल किया और अब वो पाकिस्तान की तरफ से ओलंपिक में क्वालिफाई करने के लिए नामजद हुए हैं और उनकी नजरें पेरिस में होने वाले ओलंपिक के क्वालिफाइंग मुकाबलों पर हैं. इस पॉडकास्ट में कामिल सैयद के साथ उनके वालिद फर्रुख सैयद, वालदा जोया सैयद, कोच टोनी डेल विचियो और बचपन के दोस्त लियू टैबून के तासुरात भी शामिल थे.
आप SBS रेडियो उर्दू के साथ हैं.
इस तरह की और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट या स्पॉटिफाई या जहां से भी आप पॉडकास्ट सुन सकें.